Hi, everybody. Julie Bogart here. Today is a big day. It is the book birthday of my brand new book, The Brave Learner, Finding Everyday Magic in Homeschool, Learning, and Life. We've been waiting together for this publication day, and I've read you many passages from the book. Hopefully, you downloaded our free excerpt on thebravelearner.com. But here's the good part. I can't wait to have a conversation with you about the contents of the book. The thing is, when I write, I'm by myself. It's kind of like when I'm doing a webinar or Facebook Live or recording a podcast, I'm like looking in a mirror or sitting alone in a closet or a room, and there's nobody to talk to about all these ideas. So my hope, my mission for the next year especially, is that you're going to read this book. You're going to find ways to try some of the practices, and then we're going to talk about it. You're going to inform me about what works and didn't, or modifications that are coming from your natural brilliance that we can then pass on to other members of our community, that you're going to share those with me. I'm looking forward not only to the idea that you'll enjoy my stories about my kids, or that you'll rethink how you understand curiosity or online gaming, or the role of collaboration in your homeschool. I'm also curious to hear about how that looks refracted through your personal experience. Like, how does it look in the Smith family? Or how does it look in the Hooper family? Not just how did it look in the Bogart family? I'm also looking forward to the idea that we can change the conversation around education by being homeschoolers who take pride in what we do. My secret mission, or maybe not so secret mission with this book, was to let the world of educators and people invested in education know, hey, homeschoolers have been off stage for the last 40 to 50 years, cooking up insights. We've been experimenting with learning models. We've been using our own children as guinea pigs, and we've got something to say now. We have a contribution to make back into the story of learning, schooling, and education. And we're here to make it. So when I wrote my book, even though the focus is on homeschooling, since that was the laboratory I raised my children in, my broader vision, the goal I have for this book, is for people who don't homeschool to read it and see the benefits of our insights in how they parent and teach their own children. You know, there are lots of parents who, after school, in other words, their kids spend a whole 8 hours in a brick building, following a bell schedule, listening to a variety of teachers, and then they come home exhausted, but they still have homework or they still have learning to do. In fact, one of my local friends in Cincinnati told me an interesting story. I handed her my preface and my introduction to read. She's the one who has helped me reach out to the local Cincinnati community and set up my book tour. And so she knew nothing about homeschooling, but she knows a lot about what people out in our community want to know about learning and parenting. So anyway, she read the introduction while I was, you know, getting a drink at Starbucks. And I came back to sit at the table with her, and she knew nothing about homeschooling. And here's what she said to me. She said, "You know, Julie, I think I may have been a kind of homeschooler. Is that possible if your kid goes to private school?" And I immediately said to her, "Ooh, tell me more about that. What about my introduction made you think to yourself, maybe I was a kind of homeschooler?" And here's what she told me. Her son was enrolled in a prestigious Catholic private school here in our local Cincinnati city. Cincinnati is very proud of its private Catholic schools. Lots of kids go to them, and they are known for being high standards of education. And yet, when her child was in first and second grade, he was struggling learning to read. And that teacher that this mother is paying with her tuition, right? Her private tuition fees. This is not public school. That teacher says to the mom, "He's making progress, but we don't have time in our classroom to help him finish what he needs to know to learn to read. So he's going to need you to teach him." This mom, who thought she was paying for this very expensive education, didn't know that the primary job of teaching her own child to read was about to be thrust back on her. But she took up the task with alacrity and passion because she's a mother who wanted her child to learn to read. So here's what she did. Every day after school, she picked him up, and she knew that if they went home and had to work on reading, he would be crestfallen, exhausted, resistant, not wanting to put in the extra effort. So you know what she did? She took her son to Grater's Ice Cream. Side note, Grater's is a local Cincinnati brand of ice cream that is literally the best in America. So if you're coming to my conference, definitely get Grater's ice cream when you're in our city. Okay, back to the story. So Julie, her name was Julie, took her son to Grater's ice cream every day after school, and he would get whatever scoop flavor he wanted, and they worked on reading inside of an ice cream shop. She turned to me, told me that story, and she said, "Is that what this book is about?" I was like, mic drop. You already get it. Collaboration, sweetening the deal, changing the environment, appealing to what your child needs rather than what you think they should do, being willing to reimagine a traditional view of education in order to make progress in learning. She got all that just from reading the introduction. Imagine what's going to happen when you read the book and apply the principles across the curriculum for a variety of ages, suited and tailored to your personality and your children's. When we talk about a brave learning journey, the brave learner, we're not just talking about your children. This is a community effort, right? It is the way you live together as a family. We take you into account. You're not some footnote in the story of your child's education. You're an active participant. You're somebody who's growing and learning alongside. This is a collaborative effort. This is an opportunity for a family to grow a learning culture that is a journey unique to you. I'm not about cookie cutter copies. I'm not about you looking like Julie Bogart. And I try hard inside this book, you'll tell me if I was successful, to give so much variety of option that people are who are more type A will feel like I'm addressing them, and people who are loosey-goosey type B will feel like they have options as well. Every single chapter has something for you to do. So just know right away going in, it's a practical book. It's not just like reading about the theory of natural learning. I then take it the next step and give you bullet lists and projects to try and implements to add to the collection of things you use in your homeschool every day. This book is designed to be your primary guide on the journey to bringing learning to life in your family. In other words, I'm not trying to provoke you to pick a side. Should you be a classical educator or an unschooler? That's not my aim. You get to decide which of those visions comports with your family. But whether you educate classically, starting in ancient Greece, moving forward, or you educate unschool style, where you are allowing for those passions to develop and you resist the use of traditional curriculum, it doesn't matter which of those you use, because the goal in all education is to provoke learning. For your child to retain and be interested in the things that they are learning. So if you are an unschooler, for instance, and you might have tried this experiment, I certainly have, you take your hands off. You are like, okay, I'm not going to direct them. I'm going to see what passions emerge, and we're going to chase those down. And then 2 weeks go by, your child is still playing video games. You don't know how to make meaningful use of video games, so you start feeling tense, resistant. You're like, but is this how it works? And then you start subtly coercing or manipulating your child, right? You start thinking, how can I seduce the child away from the computer to do what looks to me like real learning in an unschooling style? I don't know. Am I the only one who went through that experience? Or maybe your children are learning and following their passions, and you're really joining with them. You know, they've started an organic garden, or they decided that they are going to make craft projects like sock dolls, and you're really into it. But there's this nagging secret curiosity inside that says, how will we ever get math done though? Or she's really not reading fluently and doesn't like any of the phonics programs. How do you actually make that transaction happen? It's not enough to be told, let natural learning occur. You are a participant in helping that experience become a child's own possession to accomplish all those academic goals you do have. So I'm going to help you with that. The ingredients that help that come to life work whether you are hands-off or hands-on. Flip side, let's say you are a Charlotte Mason or classical educator, book-driven, literary style of education, and you're focused on that, but you notice that not all your kids have that same passion or devotion to classical literature or reading. They're kinesthetic, they're tactile, they're sort of a curiosity exploration kind of person who wants to mix chemicals or jump on a trampoline while they're reciting their math facts. And you're wondering, how do I reinvigorate Beowulf, the Odyssey, Plutarch's Lives? Well, I'm going to help you with that because the principles that work with unschooling also work with classical ed because they're about learning. Do you see the difference? You can flavor the educational environment, but what I'm talking about is how does the curiosity or the assignment go from external to the child to internal, fitting into a place where the academics have meaning and value for that student? That's what we're working on. That's what my book's about. So if any of what I just shared with you resonated, I think you're going to like it. One of the things that I'm enjoying right now during this run-up to the book coming out is how many of the people we sent advance copies to who are Uber fans say there are new things for them in the book. So even if you've listened to all my podcasts and you've watched my YouTube videos and you're a faithful reader of the blog, The Brave Learner is going to consolidate that pedagogy for you, give you new ideas to try, and help you walk through those paces in a journey rather than sort of one idea over here and another over there and trying them sort of catch as catch can. The last thing I want to say about the book is that we also address the family life, living in a home that's too small, too many kids, very messy, or how to handle that pernicious topic of chores, or what to do if your family is going through a period of typical dysfunction, which we all have, baggage from our own family background, or a crisis that's occurring in the marriage or with one of your children. I don't back away from that. We talk about it, and I hope I give you meaningful resource. So here's the big news. Thanks for waiting to the end of this 15-minute podcast for this. But as a special treat for you, because I want this book to be practical and of use to you for more than the days it takes to read it, I have created a 90-plus page digital download companion guide to go with the book. Sort of like, you know, Jill Cameron has The Artist's Way, and then she has an Artist's Way workbook to do all the practical activities in. Well, I've built one for my book. We are calling it a companion guide. It is set up almost like a bullet journal style. You'll see there are cutouts, there are graphs, dots, lines, blank spaces. And I track every activity that's in the Brave Learner inside this companion guide. And we tell you what page it's on. So you will be able to use this workbook, study guide, digital download to actually work out the practices if you're that kind of person. But here's the best news of all. It is 100% free. Free. The only thing you need to do is download it. It will be available on thebravelearner.com. So you can go there and download the copy from there. There's a little form you fill out and then we email it to you. If you bought the book on presale, we've already sent it to you. It's in your email inbox right now. You are free to forward it to a friend. You are free to print it out for your entire book club or support group. Like I remember back in the 2000s, I was a part of a support group here in Westchester for my homeschooling community. And there were 80 families in it. If you're in a support group with 80 families, you have my express permission to print out the guide. Go ahead. The purpose of this guide is to facilitate conversation, personal growth, and to give you a place to store and house your insights. Why? Well, maybe it's my bias as a writer, but I just happen to know that when you keep records, you're a happier person. You don't have to be a big planner. You don't have to be super organized. I talk extensively about how to keep meaningful records when you're not a disciplined, organized person. And then also how to keep records if you are that kind of person without feeling ashamed that you aren't doing more all the time, okay? So I will guide you in that process. But what I know from working with tens of thousands of homeschoolers is this. Measuring progress is the key to not feeling insane. It's the key to sanity. If you have a record, if you can prove to yourself every day that your children are making progress, meaningful, visible progress, you will be a happier homeschooler. You will literally feel more peaceful. So that's why we're doing this. This companion guide is gorgeous. I had it professionally designed. It will make you so happy. So go download that now. We are excited for you to start using it. You also need to know that in the Homeschool Alliance, my coaching community, we are going to do that companion guide and a book study together. So if you don't have a local group of friends and you want my support, or you have a local group of friends and you want my support, join the Alliance. The Alliance is $25 a month or $200 a year. Consider it your professional development as an educator. Our tagline is like grad school for homeschool. If you know anything about me, I am an academic at heart. You may not know that actually, but my number one favorite kind of writing is research-based. I love academic journals. I love the feeling of being equipped with the tools I need to do whatever the thing is I want to do. So one of the things I noticed about home education is that there is a lot of sharing of experience, which is valuable, and storytelling, narrative, which is also valuable. But what if we spent some time with the research, the data? What if we understood what the neuroscience is saying about the brain? What if we understood people who've done personality analysis help us understand about family dynamics? What if we draw from the research about what it takes to be a functional, healthy family and not dysfunctional? What if we look at experts who have built curriculum about history and we understand the presuppositions that go into thinking like a historian? In other words, in the space of the Homeschool Alliance, we look at readings every single month and we discuss them. Those readings are all in our library of resources. They're still all there, 4 years worth of material. But this spring, we're going to be using my book as that partner of conversation. And we will supply some of the research data and articles that I drew on when I was writing the book. So for instance, if I cite Renata and Jeffrey Cain and their 12 brain-mind principles of learning, we'll go ahead and post the article and the webinar that goes with that so that you can take it deeper if you want to. But we will also be hosting each month a webinar that is a book club with me, and I will guide you through how to use this book. We'll talk about experiences that maybe you're having that you share with me. We'll also supplement with more stories and more experiences from my own life that didn't make it into the book. We are going to build a brand new understanding of homeschooling together, 1 month at a time. I'm telling you, I think we are embarking on a revolutionary understanding of what it means to be a homeschooling parent. And I want you to join me. Viva la revolution, right? Let's take all this stuff we're learning and do something with it. This is not about survival. I want you to thrive. I want you to take pride in this job you've taken on, this career you've embarked on. You know, when you're at the Christmas party for your spouse's career and they say, what do you do? I don't want you to stand there and embarrassedly say, I'm a stay-at-home mom who homeschools. You know how that feels. It's true. And when you say it to me, I want to hug you and high-five you. But what if this was the answer you gave? You could say, I'm a career educator interested in natural learning and how that is manifested in children. What do you think? Do you think that might make somebody pause? Equally true, by the way. And why not have the cojones, you know, to say it? The ovaries. Let's at least use a female metaphor since 99% of home educators are still women. That's the idea. We want you to grow in your confidence, your strength, your inner knowing. We want to give you tools and resources. You have a mind that is brilliant. You do not homeschool if you lack intellectual curiosity. Do you realize that? People don't just homeschool. They might want to be a stay-at-home mom and they might want to be nurturing to their kids, but you don't take on the college-ready education goal if you yourself lack an intellectual curiosity. You've got that. I'm here to supplement it with things you maybe haven't thought about. And I want you to get out of this mindset that you have to align with a philosophy or you're doing it wrong. No, let's be researchers. Let's experiment. Let's explore the properties of learning together in families. And then let's take those insights and contribute them back to the story of education. You wanna? All right, so here's what you need to do. Go to thebravelearner.com, download the free companion guide, buy the book if you haven't done that yet, and then sign up for the Homeschool Alliance. We give you a 7-day free trial if you sign up for the monthly, or a 14-day free trial if you wanna do the annual. Now, I want you to think about this. $200 for a year? Well, that's less than $20 a month. You probably spend that in Starbucks. At least I probably do. So think about your priorities here. I'm sure you have Netflix. I'm sure that some of you have World of Warcraft subscriptions. I'm sure some of you right now have a list of curriculum you think you need to buy that is about $200. What if I could help you be the home educator you wanted to be with the programs you've already spent money on? Would that be worth $200? What if you just need therapeutic support, life coaching, help to solve the crisis of emotion around a teenager who is still not reading well, or your own sense of loneliness or alienation in your community because you don't fit? How much therapy? You know, therapy is like $125 an hour. My point is this. We tend to undervalue how important it is to support ourselves as educators, to do the investing necessary to be in the tip-top shape we need to be in to be fantastic parents and educators. So do it. Give yourself that gift. Valentine's Day is around the corner. You can say to your spouse or your significant other, hey, honey, here's what I think would be really romantic. A gift subscription to my intellectual development. Okay. So anyway, all of those links are on thebravelearner.com. So go there now. Check it out. If you have any questions whatsoever, I'm about to give you an email address where you can ask them. And they will be forwarded to me. The email address is help@bravewriter.com. I am happy to answer any questions you have about the book, about the companion guide, and about the Homeschool Alliance Book Club. I would love for you to join us. What have you got to lose? Sign up for free and see if it's worth staying, right? Can you imagine? I mean, we're going to go through the 12 superpowers of learning together. Okay, that is as much as I want to say about that. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for all of the love, promotion, enthusiasm, all the ways that you have gotten the message out already. We are going to have such an awesome year together. Oh, and I hope that some of you will come to the conference. That information is also on thebravelearner.com. But don't worry, I'll be doing another podcast exclusively about how flipping awesome this Brave Learner conference is going to be in Cincinnati, July 19th. I'm not kidding you. It is a party on the move. But I got more details to share later, so, you know, get in now while there's still space. Because once we talk about it, who knows? All right, everybody. Thanks again. Follow me on Instagram, Julie Brave Writer, and let's get this conversation started.